In Ireland today, a smoking ban goes into effect in all working places, which includes Irish pubs. Day to Day salutes Ireland for its far-sighted policies devoted to public health. Now, here with an opposing view is Day to Day contributing writer and executive producer J.J. Sutherland.
My memories of Ireland are from the 1980s. I was there as an exchange student, studying Gaelic and history, learning Smittick's ale, snooker, and smoking. I remember my first cigarette. It was at a club where I signed the register as Bruce Springsteen. Frank Sinatra had a number one song, and I made out with a girl on a dance floor for the first time. It was in Bray, a town outside of Dublin, that I smoked a cigarette while blasting away at crows with a double-barreled 12-gauge. It was at an abandoned gravel pit. I passed out on the table in a 13th-century castle, cigarette dangling from my lips. Ireland, to me, is green and gray and smells of fresh tobacco smoke. My mother tells me when she was 4 and an Irish grandparent sat her on the kitchen table and looked deep into her eyes. Never forget that on November 2nd, 1920, blood ran in the streets of Dublin. Never forget. I don't know, but I imagine that conversation wreathed in blue smoke. Ireland is remembered on the streets of Boston, where I grew up, as the ultimate cause. 26 and 6 are 1, the toast goes, in the legendary Irish political bar Doyle's. There, the drunks make up stories of running guns for the IRA to impress young reporters. Or at least me. The smoke hung low there, while foolish people running for mayor would proclaim themselves victors hours before the polls closed with them at 2%. You can't smoke in Doyle's anymore. I haven't been there in years, but I imagine the lads outside this winter in temperatures well below zero, cursing the mayor with all the heart they had, the British, for all those years. In Ireland, they must have proclaimed through blue lips and red faces, in Ireland a man can be free and smoke where he pleases. I remember churches with ashtrays in their foyers. I remember feeling older and cool and rebellious in a way that I cannot describe to anyone who hasn't been 16. I am older now. Probably not as cool, and feel far more mixed about being a smoker. But at least some of that rebellion is still there. And as smoking is banned in pubs in Ireland today, I can only tell my fellow sons and daughters of Ayr, rise up, brothers and sisters, rise up.
J.J. Sutherland lives in Santa Monica, California, which just banned smoking on beaches.